All About Team, you make the call on a held ball, and a new poster child for multi-sport participation. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Gymnastics is one of the few sports that is individual and team in nature. Someone who understands that well is Elena Vargo, who was a Division I individual gymnastics champion a year ago and who also led her Farmington United squad to a second straight team title. She's undefeated in her career and took the all-around crown while helping her team to a first place last weekend at the always tough Canton Invitational. A 4.0 student, Vargo just missed perfection at Canton with a 9.9 in the vault. And in keeping with the theme of All About Team, that's where she gives the credit.
It comes down to, you know, your team always, like, beating you. Your ability to stay focused and perform it. That just one person on our team is going to win it for us. We all have to work together, and we definitely have been working on that, and it definitely showed up as Canton meet.
You can read more about Elena Vargo and Farmington United Gymnastics on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Individual 60-point games in boys basketball are rare, but last week we had two of them, and they get our game balls this week. Javon Hanna of Mount Clemens set a school and Macomb County record with 60 points against Pontiac Arts and Tech, and Brad Simonson of Houghton scored 63 against Ishpeming. The last time anyone had ever gone over 60 was Malik Ellison of Flint Beecher 3 years ago, and before that, you had to go back to 1997 when Gregory Grays of Southfield Lathrop popped for 60. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Let's try a you make the call play today. The offensive player jumps in an effort to take a shot or make a pass. The defensive player reaches out and is able to place their hands on the ball to keep the offensive player from releasing it. And the offensive player returns to the floor with the ball. You make the call. There was no contact, so there is no foul. Is it a traveling violation, or is it a held ball with the ball going to the team with the possession arrow in its favor? Some old-timers out there might remember that until about 1990, a traveling violation would have been called on this play. But the rules now call for a held ball in this situation, with the possession arrow, which has just been introduced 5 years earlier in 1985, prevailing.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. A lot of interesting stories come to light during Super Bowl week every year, and this year, the focus came before the game to the fine quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His story made him the latest poster child for multiple sport participation. Some Detroit Tigers fans first heard of Mahomes as a future pitching draft pick. He was also a pretty good basketball player in high school, and it was that combination of everything that he learned through multi-sport participation when he was younger that has now made him one of the best players in professional football. Wayne Gretzky, John Smoltz, Patrick Mahomes, and others are now proving that pushing a child into specialization in a single sport from the time they exit the womb is a red herring. Yes, there are some that excel on that one sport track, but the evidence is growing that multi-sport participation gives the athletes a higher chance of success, fewer injuries, becoming more coachable and a better teammate, and actually enjoying sports for a lifetime. And it also kills that sucking sound in the night of money for travel teams, private trainers, and the like from coming out of parents' wallets. A quick reminder that winter tournament action begins this week on MHSAA-TV with wrestling districts. Subscribe to MHSAA-TV for just $10.99 per month to catch all the action. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.